You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Your Dose of Death podcast. And it's, of course, your always great host, Lauren. I never thought I'd make this episode. 4.5 years I've done this. I never thought to myself that this would be something that would be a possibility. But with my ever-evolving life, with how things have gone, with everything that's going on, sometimes, as they say, all good things must come to an end. Right now, as you're listening to this, you may have seen the Instagram post. You may have seen everything else. This is, in fact, the final episode of Your Dose of Death podcast. I want to give you guys one final episode. I think you guys who have been with me from either day one to day, gosh, I don't even know how many days since I've started doing this has become. But truly, I'm a little sad that this is how it's ending, but I'm also very content. I'm very much glad that this is all happening the way it is. I don't have a single regret with this decision. Truly, I wish I could give all my attention and all my focus and resources to this show, but it just unfortunately, as time went on, it became less and less fun to do. And I always kind of told myself when I started this that the minute it stopped being fun is the minute I stopped doing this. I still love deathmatch wrestling with my entire heart. It is one of the very few passions I have left in this life. As you guys know, I'm not getting any younger. I'm near 30 now, which is kind of crazy to say out loud. Jeez, I'm waiting for the pain to start coming in and all the craziness that comes with it. But with this show, I'm so proud of the work that I had done. I'm so proud of everything that I was able to accomplish. And more importantly, I want to give you guys as best extensive coverage of deathmatch wrestling as I could. I know that truly, for some people, this may be kind of crazy that I'm ending it like this. But as I said, I've been doing this for 4.5 years. I was solo for a while, got a co-host, which unfortunately, as many of you know, all those episodes have gone to the wayside. History wasn't on my side with that whole endeavor. I don't want to get into it. I don't need to get into it. More importantly as well, though, I am truly, I was happy I was able to come back on my own terms as best as I could and still put out what I wanted to for you guys. And truly speaking, I'm so happy that I was able to do this for you guys and on my own terms and give you guys the closure that I want to give you. I know I'm not the only person in the industry leaving. I know I want to give my best wishes to Corey Higdon of Deathmatch Worldwide as the store is ending. By the time literally I end this episode, I'll have left the Deathmatch podcasting world quicker than he left the merch game. And Corey was a good guest on this show, a great guest on the show. I always appreciated his expertise, his fandom, the passion he had. Truly, I was so happy to have him on this show. It feels like it's time. This was the good time to end things. It felt right to end this on my own terms, and I wanted to kind of just clear the air on why this is ending. I didn't. No one has pushed me out, or no one's put pressure on me, or nothing like that. Ryan Knightsey, the great people of Countdown Network that have given me all the love and support in the world that I could ever ask for. I never imagined in my life that I'd even be a podcast host or even do it for as long as I have with the ups and downs that I had. Excuse me if I kind of get caught up in my words here. It dawned on me one day that it truly was time. I'm not getting any younger, as I said. Life has changed. Kind of a personal life update. I've been on a bit of a wellness journey. I've actually lost near 10 pounds right now. Trying to kind of lose more like 30 or so pounds right now. So about a good quarter of the way there. I also have recently entered a relationship with an absolute wonderful partner, who has actually listened to this very episode. She's told me she's listening. And Hannah, I thank you so much for coming to my life and being incredibly supportive of me doing this. And when I told her that I was ending things, she said, "Do what you do best." And I kind of ran with that. I also wanted to make sure that everyone knows that I'm still doing videography. L. Arbor Studios is still up and running. I know the last few shows, things have not gone my way, but I'm a team player. I always consider myself a team player. I've always wanted to be a team player. I never, ever, ever wanted to be that guy that's going to pout about something. That's just not who I am at this stage of my life. When one door closes, another door opens, and that's truly what's happened with this videography endeavor. And every promotion that has contacted me, booked me, whatever, thank you. And to I also want to give a lot of thank yous, a lot of thank yous for on this episode, because Your Dose of Death podcast would not be where it was without you guys, the listeners and or fans, whatever you want to call yourself. First and foremost, count out. I've already thanked them once. I'll thank them again. Ryan Knightsey, Mikey Manfredi, Rafe, Curtis, everyone who has been at that show or has been around and has known me for a few good years now. Thank you. Excuse me. But you guys have been nothing short of supportive. You guys have been nothing short of caring. You're my little virtual family that I will never forget for the longest freaking time. When Ryan approached me about this potential podcast, I was like, this is, I don't know, maybe I put myself out there, and they ended up taking up the Help Wanted poster that I had on my chest and said, "Lauren, do what you do best. Talk about deathmatch wrestling and be sure to put your heart and soul into it." And that's what I've done for these last 4 years. I truly am grateful for them for giving me the platform and the opportunity. I will never forget their contributions to this very show. I'm so gratefully thankful. To every promotion and promoter that I ever sponsored, worked with, that I ever just involved myself with, truly, you guys were the driving force making for getting content out with me, for putting your promotion out there on the airwaves, from Ruthless Pro Wrestling, that has become my very home. Videography wise, for the last near 2 years, meeting some incredible people from there, like Chris Kohlenberg, like Peapod, like the great John Bullard, who is now doing some fantastic stuff on his own, to the likes of Danny D'Amato, who, yes, I it it pained me a lot when we had when I had to make the decision to delete that episode because truly, Danny was one of the best guests I've ever had. I will always and forever agree say that, even with or without that redacted co-host. Danny truly was one of the biggest supporters of me, near and afar. As you guys are listening to this, I'll, as many of you know, I will be at ICW No Holds Barred this Saturday in Chicago. My return to the chains, it feels really good. But also, yeah, Danny was a really big supporter. But also, some guys like Eric Morrison of Time Bomb Pro, one of the very earliest supporters of my podcast. Truly someone which literally this past November was really a full circle moment because there are very there's very a very few Time Bomb shows that I sponsored. And to kind of peel back the curtain a little bit, myself, Time Bomb, and Soshiyuki Sakuta were supposed to work together plenty few years ago before 2024 in a no ring extravaganza, which was going to be kind of like a Your Dose of Death presents. No ring show. Unfortunately, just things kind of fell through on that. But getting to kind of work with Eric of Time Bomb and with Sakuta was a true honor in November. Also, Derek of Unsanctioned Pro, someone who I've known forever, one of the another very early supporter of the show, truly was so grateful for his support. And just his kindheartedness. I have that's someone I haven't talked to forever. If he's listening to this, I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. And to everyone else that whether you were a wrestler that was on the show, whether you were a fan, whether you were just around the business, referees, promoters, whoever, I wish I had the brain with to kind of mention every single person on the show, but that would mean I have to be scrolling through my damn phone for hours on end, making sure I thank every single person. But it truly meant the world to me. You want to be on the show. It truly meant the world that you want to give me the time of day. I'm just some random 29-year-old suburbanite from the suburbs of Chicago who loves deathmatch wrestling, who want to contribute to this industry that I oh so love and adore. And giving me the 30 minutes to an hour of your day to be on the show. And from Australia to England, and then again to everyone who listened around the world, I cannot thank you enough for your support. Without you guys, the fans, the listeners, whatever, I never had a good catchy name for all my listeners, and I apologize for that. Truly, you guys made this show. You listening each and every single episode, whether new, old, deleted, however, it meant the world. I just there's so many people I could think of and thank, and I feel like I have oh so little time, but I also kind of want to talk of videography. I'm still going strong with that. That is not going away. I don't want that to go away. I still want to give back to Deathmatch Wrestling as much as I can. Put out good content. So make sure you follow L Arbor Studios on Instagram for more updates there. I promise there's gonna be more in the works. I still have ICW. I have King of the Kill in August and King of the Deathmatch in October. I will say that I didn't want to kind of bring this up until later, but I guess now is as good of a time as ever. April to August kind of be kind of a break for me unless I get a show here and there. But I'm not going to be taking a lot of bookings and I'm not a lot of stuff going on. I want to be able to enjoy the summer. I want to be able to enjoy that time and just a good break for there. I will still be making sure I support my content creators as best as I can. Because I for a good while I didn't really know if the other content creators wanted to be in the space, but I see there's a lot of great people. It may be a niche thing, and it may be something where that little may be a lot to me, but truly, there are some good, damn fine content creators in the space. Different podcasts, such as Wrestle Death Podcasts, my dude Richie, who's doing a hell of a job helping with X Brand. Jobber Radio is an absolutely incredible source of deathmatch wrestling. I cannot thank him enough for his support of this very show. He is doing some incredible work. Make sure you support him. I hope he gets more commentary gigs as well. I know was able to listen to him at King of the Tournament of Death, excuse me, for CZW. I meant to congratulate him. He's doing great work. And who knows? There could be other people that after this episode airs, plan a deathmatch podcast of their own. You never know who's going to step into the space and step to the batter's plate, because I may be gone from this very show, but in all seriousness, I have never been more content with a decision. And I want to see others flourish in this space. Something I've thought about is we got to uplift each other. We got to grow as a. And maybe I've sometimes not been the best about that, but at the same time, I'm willing to say yes. I want to see this space grow and uplift each other, and just be deathmatch wrestling should be for everyone. And truly, that's how I feel. Maybe I say that with my chest too much, but that's just how I've always felt. There's been some incredible moments from some great interviews, Mickey Knuckles being still one of the wildest interviews I've ever done in my life, to interviewing talent from three different countries, four different countries throughout this very show, to tournament winners, to up-and-comers, to veterans, to legends of this very space, to promoters, to so much happening. It truly never felt right that I belonged. And maybe that's the imposter syndrome kicking in. Maybe that's just my mind telling me you weren't ever worth it. But at the end of the day, with this very show, I have a big smile on my face. I'm so happy with what I was able to accomplish, and that will never be taken away. All the episodes will still be up, including this. I want to make sure if you guys have a favorite episode you want to let me know about, please do. This is truly the end. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you guys. Thank you every single person that's listened, that's thanked me, that's met me. I literally have had people that met me because of this very show. And that's still one of the craziest things in the world, that people actually wanted to meet me because of this show, that were inspired to do their own content in this space because of this show. I'll never get over the impact that's t I made to some people's life. And truly, 4 years does not feel that long, but it feels very long at the same time. And just to kind of end things here, again, truly, guys, thank you, thank you, thank you. You made doing the show see from what seemed like a very draining thing, where I had to do this week in or week out, bi-weekly, I kept changing it, I do apologize about that, to yes, I wanted to do this, yes, I wanted to sit down and do that interview, yes, I wanted to. And now this chapter of my life is closing. And as I said, I'm still doing videography. I still want to get back to deathmatch wrestling. I still want to put out excellent content for you, my viewers on Instagram. For those of you that follow me there, I really do appreciate it. And at the same time, this felt like as good of a time as ever to end things. And to those of you that maybe I thought I would have on, I apologize. It just it, it other things came up in my life, other priorities, other things. It just this podcast just it deserves more time and attention, and I want to give some a little advice to anyone who's thought about doing this. Make sure you give it the time and effort and attention that this deserves. Podcasting is not something you just hop into in and out. And I learned that the hard way at times, taking my hiatuses when I did, taking my breaks when I did. I still came back, but this time it's just there isn't any coming back. This is a decision I'm very content with. This is a decision I wanted to make for a while. And it just truly, I'm happy with this decision. I'm proud of the work I put in and accomplished. And truly, the memories will never leave my brain. The moments will never leave my brain. Nothing will. As I've already said for the last 20 or so minutes, gosh, I don't even know how long we've been recording this, but truly, this has been an incredible journey. And just now, I'm taking it myself on a different journey. And I'm perfectly okay with that. So, with all that being said, with all the thank yous, with all the reminiscing and whatnot, this is the end of the final episode of Your Dose of Death podcast. No more plugs. No more. I will plug. Okay. I will. I lied. There is one more plug. Make sure you continue to listen to Count Out Wrestling Podcast Network. Make sure you still listen to their content. Make sure you sign up for their Patreon. Make sure you still give them all your attention because they are great people who do fantastic wrestling related podcasts. Who are some of the best people in the world at what they do? And that is the last plug I will ever have on this show. And it is wow. It really is the end as I sit here in my wonderful home in North Suburban Chicago. This is the end of an era from Lauren, me, to you guys. I'll see you guys on the flip side. Thank you for everything.
This has been a Count Out podcast. Every year, the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame receives a new crop of nominees, and a few of those wrestlers are added for the very first time. Welcome to The Ballot, a brand new podcast on the Count Out Network dissecting the pro wrestling careers of these first-time nominees on the Wrestling Observer Newsletter Hall of Fame Ballot. This is a place where the conversations begin on whether or not these newbies are worthy of being considered true Hall of Famers. Join me, Ryan Knightsey, as I sit down with a guest every month and discuss if a wrestler has the skills, the stardom, and the significance to be considered one of the greats. Subscribe to The Ballot wherever you get podcasts and follow along to learn with me about the greatness of professional wrestling. Please enjoy the show.